Monday, June the 15th. The Red Sock Committee has voted to give way to Scruton for the time being. We wear red socks underneath our black socks. This makes our shoes tight, but we don't mind because a principal is involved. Bert has made a slight improvement. He is awake more. I'll go round and see him tomorrow. Tuesday, June the 16th. Bert has only got a few tubes left inside him now. He was awake when I went into his room. He didn't recognise me at first because I was wearing a mask and gown. He thought I was a doctor. He said, "Get these bleeding tubes out of my private parts. I ain't an underground system." Then he saw it was me and asked how Sabre was. We had a long talk about Sabre's behaviour problems, and the nurse came in and told me I had to go. Bert asked me to tell his daughters that he is on his deathbed. He gave me half a crown for the phone calls. Two of them live in Australia. He said the numbers are written down in the back of his old army pay book. My father says that half a crown is roughly worth 12.5p. I am keeping the half a crown. It has a nice chunky feel about it, and it will no doubt be a collector's item one day. Wednesday, June the 17th, full moon. Pandora and me search Bert's house looking for his army pay book. Pandora found a pile of brown and cream postcards that were very indecent. They were signed Avec toute mon amour chérie, Lola. I felt a bit funny after looking through them. So did Pandora. We exchanged our first really passionate kiss. I felt like doing a French kiss, but I don't know how it's done, so I had to settle for an ordinary English one. No sign of the pay book. Thursday, June the 18th. Bert is now tubeless. He's being moved into an ordinary ward tomorrow. I told him about not finding the army pay book. He said it doesn't matter now he knows he's not dying. Pandora came with me tonight. She got on well with Bert. They talked about Blossom. Bert passed on a few tips about grooming ponies. Then Pandora went out to arrange the flowers she'd brought, and Bert asked me if I'd had my leg over yet. Sometimes he is just a dirty old man who doesn't deserve visitors. Friday, June the 19th. Bert is on a big ward full of men with broken legs and bandaged chests. He looks a lot better now that he has got his teeth in. Some of the men whistled at Pandora when she walked down the ward. I wish she wasn't taller than me. Bert is in trouble with the ward sister for getting beetroot juice on the hospital sheets. He is supposed to be on a fluid diet. Saturday, June the 20th. I hope Bert can come home soon. My father is fed up with Sabre, and my grandma is sick to death of our dog. Bert's consultant has told him to give up smoking, but Bert says at 89 years old it is hardly worth it. He has asked me to buy him 20 woodbines and box of matches. What shall I do? Sunday, June the 21st. First after Trinity, Father's Day. Couldn't sleep last night for worrying about the woodbines. After much heart-searching, decided not to grant Bert's wish. Then went to the hospital to find that Bert had bought his stinking fags from the hospital trolley. Just measured my thing. It has grown 1 centimetre. I might be needing it soon.